Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, November 6th edition. Greatly appreciate Kevin Pievsky coming on for a report on this very critical issue going on up in Sheboygan County. I know a lot of people very upset about this. And the biggest problem that I have, I'm not one of these NIMBY people. Not in my backyard. No. Not going to look for any type of expansion. I want to keep everything the way it is. I don't want our beautiful northern Michigan disturbed. That's not it. I'm for development. I love the fact that we have builders and developers that are looking at doing projects up here in northern Michigan. I'm part of an effort to bring a senior assisted living project to Alpena. As a matter of fact, after the show, as soon as I get off this microphone, I'm heading to downtown Traverse City to watch the construction of a modular housing development project, retail on the bottom floor with residential housing on the upper levels. Four-story building. They started on Monday having the foundation in and basically everything ready to go. They got the utilities in. They got the city water, the city sewer, the natural gas, the electricity, the internet, all of it ready to go, the foundation ready to go. And they started setting these modular in a factory built and able to be delivered in sections to put it together starting yesterday. The first floor being done, and I believe the first floor of the residential area above the retail and the second floor. Today, Thursday, November 6th, they're setting the third floor and the fourth floor and putting the roof on it. This thing is going from basically dirt on Monday to a four-story building with first-floor retail under it and a roof in 2 days. And the quality of these units are unbelievable. Built right here in Michigan, Jonesville, Michigan, and being put together by a local developer in Traverse City. They've done quite a few of these, and now we are looking at doing a project with them in Alpena. Once we get Alpena going, you'll be hearing me talk about it on the radio. Then they're moving to duplicate the Alpena project in Gaylord. And we're also looking at potentially sites in Emmett County, perhaps Petoskey, Harbor Springs area, to do a senior assisted living project there. These are very high-end, high-quality facilities providing great services for our seniors where they can sell their homes, put those houses on the market to provide housing for the rest of us, as they retire into their sunset years and can be around other seniors They have activities, they have food, they have all kinds of services that they provide for these seniors. It is a fantastic group of developers that I am going to be a part of. We'll be using this radio station to promote these projects as they get open, built. When the models are open, I'll be able to announce when the models are open, the hours of operations, and how you guys can go and see these units and to see the quality that they're doing here in Northern Michigan. But more importantly, by freeing up the seniors to move into these projects, that gives them the ability then to sell their homes that the public so desperately needs. We need housing in Northern Michigan. And so this is part of the plan that, again, I plan to be a part of to help these guys get these senior assisted living projects developed and then help the seniors move into them and then help them sell their houses to be able to afford to stay in these fantastic developments. So we're excited. Again, right after I get off the show, we are going to head down there. It's going to be this afternoon that they finish up the project before the potential huge snowfall that we might get hit with over the weekend. If you have any driveways, any sidewalks, any decks, any porches that need to be cleared of branches, sticks, leaves, whatever, you got to get it done tonight and tomorrow afternoon, Saturday morning at the latest. Because they say there is a Arctic cold blast of air coming down from Canada that is going to roll over the very warm waters of Lake Michigan. And they're saying the snow belt could get anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. From our Torch Lake Township here, Antrim County, right through Gaylord, right through Alpena. And the Upper Peninsula, you guys might be seeing 12 inches. So get the snow shovels out. Get the snow throwers all lubed up and gassed up, ready to go. But definitely get rid of the leaves. Get rid of the branches. Get rid of everything. Clear your sidewalks, your decks, your porches, and especially your driveways. When I go out and do mine, I even do the street in front of my house. Because if every neighbor on my street did the same thing, we would have a clear road. So, but they have this project, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm going to give a field report on it tomorrow to share with you guys what I was able to see with my own eyes this afternoon down there in Traverse City. And it is, like I said, these projects are coming to Northern Michigan, and we're going to be a part of it. And I want you guys to know basically what we're doing. So we're excited, looking forward to helping these guys out and bring something good to Northern Michigan. These projects, folks, range from basically $58 million. The one in Gaylord, along with the other parts of the development, is going to be closer to about $80 million worth of economic development in Gaylord. So, again, very excited. Been holding off, biting my tongue from sharing it with you guys. But I just wanted to let you know what these guys have been planning, what they've been working on. And it all really starts with the completion of this project in Traverse City today so that they can head over to Alpena next and start developing the Gardens of Alpena. It's finally coming to fruition. They've had some stumbling blocks with different things going through the approval process, getting funding, getting everything lined up, but it now is all falling into place, and we're excited to be a part of it. So you'll hear me talking about these when they come online, and you'll be able to go and take your parents, your grandparents over there and let them take a look at it, see the facilities, see the plans, see what they're looking to do, and hopefully we can help move these seniors into these projects. They'll have a great time living there. They'll enjoy the company of other seniors. They go on day trips. They go to all kinds of places, and we're excited to be a part of it. One of the other stories I was looking at was exactly this topic coming from Lansing. Because basically, a lot of these type of projects, they need governmental municipal approval. Part of that process is the utilities. Well, one of the cases that the Michigan Supreme Court is looking at, and it's kind of interesting how this is playing out. The Michigan Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday in a case that could determine whether the state can investigate drug manufacturer Eli Lilly and Company over insulin pricing. But more broadly, whether Michigan's consumer protection laws can once again be used to hold corporations accountable for alleged deceptive practices. In addition, they're also looking at consumer protection when it comes to utilities. Electricity, natural gas. Well, consumer protection laws protect many different facets of our Michigan society. Part of this argument is consumer protection. Well, right now, currently, it falls under the jurisdiction of the Attorney General's office. You remember a few months ago, I participated, asked you guys to participate in filing complaints with the Attorney General's office regarding price fixing on gasoline. Blarney Castle and a few others have chosen to basically turn our gas stations here in northern Michigan into a monopoly, where they all basically in lockstep raise their gas prices and then very slowly, slowly lower them. Well, the Attorney General's office never responded to my complaint that I filed online. I never got a phone call. I never got an email. I never got a letter in the mail. Well, now the Michigan Supreme Court is thinking about restoring consumer protection powers. And it has many, many facets to it. We'll get into a final segment of this hour. Hopefully we wrap it up in the next segment. If not, we'll continue into hour number three. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment continuing on this story. Michigan Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Tuesday. Attorney General Dana Nessel is asking the High Court to overturn two earlier rulings, 1999 Smith versus Global Life and 2007 Liss versus Lewiston Richards ruling, which have sharply limited the Michigan Consumer Protection Act. Those decisions held that if a business or industry is generally regulated by a state or federal agency, that it is effectively exempt from the Michigan Consumer Protection Act, even when accused of unfair or deceptive conduct. Nessel argues the rulings misinterpreted the narrow exemption in the law and have, in effect, blocked the state from investigating wrongdoing in everyday consumer transactions, including prescription drug pricing. Now, that's what this case is about, because of Eli Lilly engaging in price gouging for insulin. But it also has other applications. I claimed a local business, was price fixing gas and diesel prices here in northern Michigan. Well, another consumer protection aspect of this is the fact that DTE and Consumers Energy has a 90% monopoly on our electric grid. As I mentioned, these new developments that these developers are trying to build here in northern Michigan, every single project needs electricity and natural gas. Well, based on the fact that Consumers and DTE has a 90% monopoly, they control the fees that these developers have to pay to get those utilities to these projects, and it affects the electric bill, the natural gas bill. So what appears to be a case that looks like it has to do with pharmaceuticals could have far-reaching ramifications when it comes to the Michigan Consumer Protection Act expanding its capabilities and ability to investigate wrongdoing. In Nessel's statement, she said, Eli Lilly has relied on these past Supreme Court decisions that twist a very narrow exemption into something that is far too broad. The Michigan Consumer Protection Act is supposed to protect consumers, but instead it often shields many corporations from any real accountability. Basically, what happened, the Attorney General launched an investigation back in January of 2022 into whether Eli Lilly engaged in price gouging for insulin, a life-saving medication used by diabetics. An Ingham County judge ruled later that year that the Michigan Consumer Protection Act could not apply to Lilly because insulin sales are regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Well, they took that decision to the appellate court, and the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld that decision. Well, now they've taken it all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. The Assistant Attorney General, Darwin Fowler, told the justices that the earlier precedents incorrectly expanded the exemption and has basically stripped the Michigan Consumer Protection Act of its intended powers. Well, the drug company Eli Lilly's attorney, John O'Quinn, argued that the company's conduct isn't violating the law and that reversing decades of case law would improperly dismiss the principle that the courts should generally follow based on what's called established precedent. Whatever you think of these other court cases, when it was originally decided, this court had to grapple with the fact that the exact same language has been reenacted multiple times, according to Eli Lilly's attorney. Well, the case drew attention from lawmakers, including Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, who has introduced legislation to restore the Michigan Consumer Protection Act by removing regulatory exemptions. For far too long, Michigan has had the worst in the nation consumer protection laws that have left residents vulnerable to exploitation and financial hardship. Singh went on to say that this has got to stop. While it's my hope is that the outcome of this case sets the dial in the right direction, we must change the laws that are on our books. Singh's Senate Bill 134 would remove exemptions created by the Smith decision, empower the Attorney General to investigate alleged wrongdoing, create new funding to support enforcement, consumer education, and increased penalties for violations, especially targeting the elderly or vulnerable adults. The bill passed in the Senate is now headed to the House. The ruling from the Michigan Supreme Court is expected to come in months. We need stronger consumer protection in this state. Hour number three, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65,